phrase in it. Let's just finish that phrase. God is good.
All
the time. 24/7, 365. Oh, good for you. You remember. Indeed it is. And today's message, the third of our series in prosperity, is the idea that prosperity comes from you being anchored in your divine purpose, your reason for being, the why are you here. For the meditation time, I actually led a real mini version of a meditation that I did 35 years ago, in which I envisioned not just my ministry, but past, way past my ministry. So one of the things that you can do if you're wondering if there is a calling within you, a calling, a divine urge, a stirring within you to be more than you currently are, to be more anchored in the awareness of God's presence in you, you can do this meditation anytime. It's kind of a little thing, sorry, I didn't mean to throw our sound tech off, but now it's better. It's kind of a little mini visioning. And what you do is you get your body really relaxed and really open and receptive to God's highest vision for your life, God's highest idea of who you are. And what I asked people to do in the meditation and what they led me in 30-some years ago was to imagine yourself as old as you can possibly imagine. As old as you can possibly imagine. Now, I'm not there yet. Even though that was 30-some years ago, I imagined someone more what my mom is now, 94. Actually, I imagine 92. I imagine 92. And what I saw in that vision was people thanking me for my ministry. Now, at the time, I was not a minister. I was not even studying ministry or even studying science of mind classes because I was in an independent New Thought church. I'm going to do it again. I was in an independent New Thought church that didn't teach ministers, didn't have a ministerial training program. But I saw it so clearly. I saw the ocean. I saw the palm trees. And mostly I saw the people come to me, one after the other, telling me how my teaching, my expression, my giving of the truth had changed their lives forever for the good. Had changed their lives forever for the good. And that's still my vision, that the work that I do opens people's hearts and minds to what? To the possibilities within them. The divine potential within you. That's why I'm here. That's what I want to do. I want to awaken it. I want you to stay awake and create from that place of knowing, from that place of knowing who you are and why you're here. I think that there, that might help. So, divine purpose, your purpose. Edwin Gaines says in her book that the first thing one really needs to do is bring commitment to any idea of purpose. Being committed to whatever it is that you're doing, being. And of course, I have a little... I don't know if this is the right way or the wrong way, so let's see. It's up on both sides. It's on. There. Your divine purpose, a law of prosperity. This is one of my favorite quotes. Edwin did not quote this, but this is a quote that you ought to know by now because it's a W.H. Murray quote, and W.H. Murray, the Scottish expedition to the Himalayas. And I think he tried twice before he actually made it. And this is what he said. Until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back. Until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth. the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans. And here's the idea, that the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. How Edwin says it, she says, as soon as you make your commitment, your team is created to help you make to help you achieve that commitment. As soon as you make that commitment, your team is created. So Marie's quote goes on to, all sorts of things occur to help one that would never have otherwise occurred. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance, which no man could have dreamed would have come his way. And then it finishes with a Goethe quote, whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, magic, and power in it. Begin today. Begin it now. So, okay, so here we are. That yearning of your heart, what is it? And what are you telling yourself about it? Are you nurturing it? Are you saying yes to it because you ought to? God put that idea in you so that you could more fully express. What Edwin says is oftentimes what gets our attention are the painful things in life. And they'll touch your heart in such a way that you know somehow this has to do with you. I was watching a very uplifting program the other night, Blue Bloods. But why it was uplifting the other night was because the youngest son, and I've forgotten what his name is, the cop, the beat cop, Jamie. So Jamie is, he and his partner have run across this young woman who's mentally ill, and she's in danger of hurting someone, and the other policemen are seeing that she's really going to harm someone, and they've got all their revolvers drawn, etc. And he talks to her, and she drops the knife. Anyway, she commits suicide between the time he could do something, because he had a connection at a mental hospital. The father of this girl was too poor to actually help her, put her in a private institution, even though she needed professional help. And so he made it his business to do it. And he said, no one takes responsibility for this. The police, my colleagues, don't take responsibility. The mental health workers don't take responsibility. We both say there isn't enough budget. So he took it to his dad, who happens to be the commissioner. And so his dad says, yes, it's a good idea. I will start. He asked for a commission activity of inquiry about this issue. He said, but what I want you to do, I want you to make a list of the people you think should be on that commission and make sure your name is on it, because evidently you're called to do this work. See, it was because he saw something wrong. It bothered him. It did not bother his partner. It did not bother the other policemen or even the healthcare professional that he went to. That wasn't theirs. But do you see something like that that's calling you right now, that is yours to do with 100% commitment? Now, and I don't want to steal Edwin's thunder, because I know she's going to come out here and tell you that she's 100% committed. The transformation of poverty consciousness on this planet, 100% committed. So can you honestly say that you're 100% committed to your vision for your life? Are you 100% committed? And maybe you haven't been up until now, but here's my challenge to all of us, including me. 100% commitment. 100% commitment. So we, as the Board of Trustees, have this wonderful mission. Our mission is to grow into our divine potential individually and collectively, revealing spiritual truth and inspiring spiritual awareness in our community. Are we 100% committed to that idea? Are we 100% committed? No one can answer, but each one of us. Are you 100% committed to the transformation of your consciousness? Today is the day to make that commitment. Because when you do, Providence or the universe or God moves too. The universe creates a team for you. I love that idea. Oh, a team's been created. How great is that? Okay, so Edwine is really good at this. She says, okay, I don't want to make an incorrect choice. And she has this great story about when she was first called to ministry after her training. She was offered a job at the very large Unity of Detroit Center Church, which was Jack Boland's church, as assistant minister. Big salary, all the things that Edwin loves, the money, the car, all that. But she didn't get a feeling. She did not get a feeling. And so she asked Spirit to give her direction. And Spirit told her Knoxville, Tennessee. So she called up Unity and they said, well, they have a study group and they've just started advertising for a minister. They can pay, well, she goes and does the interview and she likes the people, $600 a month. $600 a month, not enough to meet anyone's needs. But she says, but God, I was given the sign, Knoxville, Tennessee, so I want a sign. You gave Moses a burning bush, I want a burning bush. I want a burning bush. The same mind that's in Moses is in me. I want a burning bush, I want a sign. And she and her partner were traveling, they were driving, I believe in the Appalachians, but anyway, somewhere around Knoxville, Tennessee in the mountains. And she had just finished saying that, and they saw a billboard, Burning Bush Restaurant, just miles ahead. She got her sign. Here's the thing, because you have a whole team, if you ask for a sign that you will understand, you'll get it. When I was on that course that I envisioned my future, I have a body sign that's a signal, and I get absolutely 100% guarantee that signal is correct, even when I don't like it. Even when, or especially when I don't like it, 100% correct. So the commitment means you keep on going, you listen for the yes, but you also listen if the answer is no, not at this time. It wasn't right for her to go to Detroit, even though it would have been much more in alignment with her vision of wealth and prosperity. It wasn't for her highest and best good. When I came to the United States, I just want to tell you two things about my team. First of all, my fiancé and I had all of our furniture packed in a U-Haul van, and we set off from Calgary. We got down to the border crossing, and they asked us, well, where are we going? What are we going to do there? I'm going to start this, my wonderful new life as a minister, and do you have someone that can vouch for you? Yes, and they called, and that was okay. And what about you? He didn't. They said, okay, so she can go, but you have to stay, and you have to divide your furniture, which was all commingled, so that her furniture can come to the United States, but his has to stay in Canada. So that wasn't going to work. So anyway, we went back to a nearby hotel. I don't know how many people get stopped in that motel where their lives are on hold. But anyway, we did. And I'm telling you, into prayer, so clear, I want a sign, I want to make sure, and if he's really not supposed to come with me, then I know it, and if he is supposed to, then it's go. Anyway, we got up the next morning, all that, and of course, there was a little anger going on in my part, because I'm telling my, well, how come you're not ready? Let go of the anger, got back right with Spirit. So I could hear that voice for God within me, it's going to be fine. So when we went to the border crossing, by then it was a new crossing guard, and Doug told them whatever he told them, and in we both went. Furniture didn't have to be separated, didn't have to be taken back to Calgary. We were here. So that was part of my team. When I got to the little center in Bonita that I was going to minister at, I also had a wonderful team there. And it was a woman volunteer who was not a minister or a practitioner, or she took a few classes from me, but she never did go that direction. But for the Navy, her job was a paralegal. And what was she doing? Immigration work. So she filled out all of my papers for me, and I'm telling you, they had to be so exact. What a blessing that was that Miss Vicky Dronay happened to be part of this group of 50 people that wanted to bring me into the United States so that I could get the proper kind of visa. So notice the people on your team and be open to there being more people on your team than currently are there. Because the universe is always supplying you with everything that you desire. Everything that comes from that burning desire within. Still before I was a minister, Still before I was minister, one of the things that we were asked to do was somehow have an affirmation or something that we can deepen our awareness of what it is that we really envisioned for ourselves. And they suggested putting it to music. And so I wrote the lyrics to Lily Marlena. But my version goes like this, and I'm not singing it. I tried it this morning, and no, there's no way this voice is going to be amplified in music. But the words are, I'm a new thought teacher by the shining sea. I love everybody since I've fallen in love with me. I know that I'm the only one that makes my life this much fun. With full participation, win-wins the game for me. It's still my song. It's still my song. That is what I know, and that's what I know that I know and need to know. So, your divine purpose is known to you. Okay. One of the things she said besides, listen for a clear yes, and if it's a clear no, stop, go another direction. She said, treat yourself with care and integrity. Treat yourself with care and integrity. In other words, you need to value this being that you are. And so the first thing, I think this is so interesting because it's in almost every prosperity teaching there is, strive for order. Mary Morrissey says, clear things. Clear your cabinets, clear your cupboards, clear the drawers, declutter. She says, number two, so this is a 14-day, but I'm only going to do about six of those days this way. A 14-day work for self-care and integrity. Take some time for solitude. Away from anything, everyone. Just take some time for you. Don't make it a work day. Some time for rethinking, reflecting, being with God and nature. Create beauty. Create beauty every day. Wherever you are, with whatever you have. I know there are some of you that are just brilliant, looking at Kathy's story, that brilliant of laying out things so that they look beautiful. The food stuff looks prettier when Kathy puts it out than it does if I do it. But create beauty every day. Then give yourself a treat. And what might that treat be? This woman is getting a hot stone massage, which sounds really good. Give yourself a treat. Day 4. Day 5, tell the truth. Tell the truth. The truth may hurt for a little while, but a lie hurts forever. Tell the truth. Now, who are you telling the truth to? Start with yourself. Start with yourself. Tell yourself the truth. Day 5. It's one of the, and then, okay. Laugh in day 6. Laugh, find something funny, something to enjoy. Day 7, remain calm. Day 8, acknowledge others. I'd like to acknowledge our wonderful music program, our wonderful choir. Wow, how fabulous is that? And what I know is they haven't been just rehearsing on Thursdays or even on Thursdays. They've been here Saturday morning at very early, because before I start the Tai Chi, they're here. Okay, acknowledging others. Remain, open your heart. Open your heart to life, to love, to the people around you, and then feed your spirit. Come to the center. Read the books. Go to the classes. Feed your spirit. Then, here's a hard one for us. It's so unusual that we religious scientists would think this is hard. Welcome change. Here's the thing is, if things are going to get better, there has to be change. If you're letting go of something, there's something that's going to rush in and take its place, make it good. So 12 is let go. 13 is do something new. And 14, express your gratitude. Edwin says to God, I say express your gratitude. To God and to others, to all beings, express your gratitude. Okay, and then she has, and I love these, and we're going to say them together. They're affirmations for integrity. In order to live your life on purpose, you live your life full of integrity. So look at this. I always pay attention. Say that with me. I always pay attention. Now, before we go to the next, do you really? Do you notice? Do you notice what's coming into your life? Do you notice the people that are there? Do you notice the things that you're seeing and hearing? I always pay attention. Number 2, I always tell the truth quickly. I always tell the truth quickly, which means there's nothing to stew on when you get home. There's been nothing forgotten, nothing left out. There's no harm that could ever come to you. I always tell the truth quickly. Next one, I always ask for what I want when I want it. I always ask for what I want when I want it. Oh, really? Okay, well, we're going to do better with that one. I always ask more quickly for what I want when I want it. I always take total responsibility for my experience. I always take total responsibility for my experience. Why that is so important. You are the one creating your experience. It's coming through you, and you're perceiving it. You're the one who sees it as good or bad. You're the one that is the seer, the doer, the expresser. You're a powerful, creative expressor of life right now. So don't blame or give somebody else, say it's somebody else's responsibility or worse yet, fault. It's no one's fault. This is a great thing to take responsibility. It's empowering. And the last one, it's one of the 4 agreements. I always keep my agreements. I always keep my agreements. Oh, boy, can you imagine? Can you imagine how wonderful our life is and how on purpose we are? How clear that purpose becomes when we live with those agreements, those affirmations. You know what? It's up to you. One of my favorite teaching stories is about 2 young men that were going to fool their master teacher, and they had a bird in their hands, and they said, teacher, since you are so all-knowing, tell me, is this bird alive or is it dead? And the teacher, knowing of their plan, just smiled at them and said, it's up to you, sons, it's up to you. It is up to you. Your life is up to you and it's magnificent. My life is up to me and it's magnificent. Your divine purpose is to live fully and profoundly the truth that you are, making a difference in the lives of people around you. So be the one to make the difference. Be the one to make the difference. Have there been times when it's been challenging to keep the agreements, to keep the commitments? Yeah. And here's what I notice. In those times, the good that I'm seeking slides away. It disappears temporarily because I'm not being true to this, to the commitment of my heart. Let's play together, and next week, make sure you bring your friends, because totally, she is a hoot. She is brilliant, and she has so much love and knowledge to share with you. I'm so grateful you're here right now, and so it is. And now we're going to pray. Oh, thank you. Thank you. So just taking a moment. What I know for certain is that there is only power, one power, and that power is God's power. What I know is that power is infinite and eternal. It is always present at every point of space and time. It is right here in this very moment, in this very room, in the word that I speak. And I speak this word for each one, and I speak it in the first person, in the I am. So each one, take whatever is right for you and leave the rest. This is what I know is true. I know that there is only one, and that one in me is the creative genius that is guiding me to be ever greater than I have ever been up until now. It is the gem in the crown of God, is that holiest thing itself that feeds me and feeds others, that I share my time, my talent, my treasure with such grace and ease, for I know who I am and what I am and whose I am. I remember that I am here to make a difference and to stand tall, 10 feet tall and bulletproof. I stand tall in the truth of my knowing, regardless of circumstances, regardless of effect, that it is up to me to choose health, to choose vitality, to choose love, to choose creativity, to choose prosperity. And I choose each one now in a greater way than ever before. My life is magnificent. It's filled with greater and greater good unfolding. I am so grateful for all of God's gifts. And with my heart filled with gratitude, I simply release this word to the action and activity of law. Divine mind has it. It's complete. And please join me in saying, and so it is.